Bringing Gold Home. Second recording.
It's been incredible just to step out into the, you know, the city centre of Sheffield and see all those people, all their flags. They all had a bit of gold on them and it was incredible. So much support. It's been brilliant.
And you have stayed incredibly loyal to Sheffield throughout your career. Tell us why, because so many athletes of your ilk, you know, they do go abroad to train. What keeps you in Yorkshire?
The main thing was obviously we have such great sporting facilities here. So I've had everything I needed to do to train, and you know, as hard as I possibly needed to. I've got a great coach here and a brilliant setup and a city that's always supported me. So for me, I had everything I needed to, you know, to go to London and to achieve what I did. So I saw no great reason to move, and I'm so glad I've stayed in the city.
What sort of things have the people of Sheffield been saying to you today then?
Just real messages of support, and they wanted to see my gold medal and just congratulations and just loads of amazing messages. I've had so many lovely messages on Twitter and cards sent to me, and it's just been an incredible feeling. So I can't thank them enough for their support.
There has been a lot of coverage in the papers, in the press recently about athletes like yourself compared to Premier League footballers, and it's fair to say Premier League footballers have probably come off not quite as well as the likes of you. What do you think footballers could learn from you Olympians?
I think the main thing that's come from the Olympics is just that how well we've come together as a team, and you know, how well we've inspired people, and that, you know, the whole motto for the Olympics was inspire a generation, and just how, you know, incredible all the athletes have been and how they've raised their game under pressure is something that, you know, a lot of people can learn from, and hopefully we can, you know, create future champions and move on from this.